one.
Yo. What's up, Carla?
Hi, Joshua. I was waiting for that bow, but you didn't do it.
Boom. Bow.
There we go. We are too cheap to have actual effects. So we had Joshua doing the effects.
Yeah, so I double as a co-host and a sound effects board.
Sound effects guy, yeah. Dude,
you feel me? But yes. You know what? It's funny because we haven't done the intro in so long that I low-key forgot how to do it.
Literally same. I think someone messaged me for like our last episode. I may or may have not forgotten to do it. We forgot.
Tell me how me and Carla both just, we were so excited to record, we dead ass forgot the intro.
Oh my God. Welcome to What the Fuck Latin X.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The podcast. Oh my God, I'm struggling. The podcast where we talk about all the Latino things that make us who we are. Pop culture, music, food, traditions.
Yes, traditions. And my favorite part forever, chancletas.
We have a whole episode of chancletas. You can go and listen to that.
But it's not like a good chancletazo to put your kid in the right.
Absolutely not joking. Like, that's a thing. The psychology behind it is wild.
Super powerful. Yes, check that episode out.
Yes. Bye. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, old listeners, new listeners. We're trying to get back on the groove of things. Definitely, you know, January doesn't count. It was an extension of 2020. We don't claim her.
Low key, it was like season two.
Season two, yeah. Like, I was like,
fucking 2020.
Yeah, getting back on our feet in January was like different for sure. But we're back, we're here, we're vibing. The vibes are vibing. That's a new favorite phrase no reason.
Which for me is good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What are you saying?
No, I said the vibes are vibing. It's good energy.
Oh, it's good energy. Oh, okay.
You feel me? As soon as you say it, and when you say it with a smile on your face, you feel it. Makes the other person
Joshua
laugh.
Joshua is the turtle from Finding Nemo. He has his moments where I just stare at him, and
yeah,
I'm like,
bro.
How are you not a character?
Yeah, bro. Like, you know, earth and peace and all that.
Wow. That's not the same, though.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Let's get to the episode, Carla. Yo,
okay.
Hold on. I have a couple of random shout outs.
Okay.
But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to our entire fan base. But I want to give a special shout out to my special people in Ohio. We have no idea how the people in Ohio have started listening to our podcast, but we appreciate y'all.
I do not know where y'all came from, but y'all literally busted like our like following. Not following, but I guess like our listeners, it went up from like Massachusetts, California. They all went to down second, fourth place, with number one being Ohio. And I was like, where did y'all come from? Where have you been this whole time?
Exactly. That's why we have to give Ohio a shout out, because y'all just came out of nowhere, blindsided us. We looking at analytics one day, and out of nowhere, we're like, Ohio. Carla's like, yo, who you know from Ohio? I'm like, I don't know. I know a couple Puerto Ricans in Ohio, but I don't think that. Carla's like, nah, I don't think there's no Spanish people in Ohio. We had this whole little debate. It's funny.
I'm dead. Oh my God. But either way, like, we appreciate you guys so much for showing the love, listening, showing us the feedback. We love you. We appreciate you guys. And actually, I'm like, talking about that too, I'm like, what else we got? What we got going on?
We have a lot of exciting things plotted that we're planning on for 2021.
When you say plotted, I'm like,
are we plotting
against something?
Are we plotting? Ooh, we're plotting against the establishment.
Ooh. I like that. That's bougie.
You feel me? We out here.
I don't know.
Yo, what do you want to discuss with the peoples?
So I'm currently struggling to put the article, but for this episode, it took us a minute to figure out what we really wanted to do for this one. But I think it'd be cool if we focused on New Year's traditions. So this episode is Latino New Year traditions and the weird things that we do for good luck or good vibes. What have you done? What have you not done? What do you think is stupid? There's a lot of things that I've done throughout the years that I was like, oh yeah, like everyone does it. And then now like we have to like celebrate this as adults. I'm like, oh, so what do you mean? Everyone doesn't use the underwear depending on what they want most.
Wait, what do you mean you don't wear all white during New Year's?
Oh, I'm what?
Yo, I just put the whole curveball. It's funny because I think when we had initially spoken about this,
yes.
I had told you that it was a specific thing that we like to do in my household.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of alluded to the fact that it was actually a tradition in a different country. It wasn't even like something that was directly Dominican or Puerto Rican. What was it?
Yeah.
I believe it was eating grapes, the 12 grapes.
Yes. So that's the first one on our thing. If you look at the article, Pichardo. Darn it.
Segue
into like the first item. Actually, I was looking into the Ohio. So Columbus and Cincinnati. Love for you guys. Love.
Shout out Columbus. Shout out Cincinnati.
I'm like trying to see what new. But yeah, you want to talk about the grapes part?
Hold up. Yes, let me. It's kind of crazy. And it says that they display them after Christmas and then they're burned in a bonfire.
Yes.
Yo,
do you know? I would not want to walk down the street with them hanging, but okay.
Yo, you guys definitely have to look into this one because some of the pictures show people like kind of huddled around the bonfire. It looks like, yo, there's one dude jumping through it.
We might have to do a whole episode to like, there's a lot of these that I want to know where does this come from? Like, who was like, you know what we need to burn? To burn these dolls. That's going to make the year better. Like, where did that start?
Nah, I definitely want to figure out the origin of some of these. Like, I understand the significance, like, culturally of what burning is, to burn away, to like, you know.
Oh, so philosophical of you.
I'm trying to avoid getting mad deep and shit, but nah, it's crazy. Do you know personally like anybody that does anything like that?
No, not like that. There's a couple of things that come to mind with like type of like brujeria shit, where like there's people that turn on candles with names of people and then tie a string around them and then burn the string as if to like cut ties loose, cut those people off away from their lives. But I wouldn't necessarily call it like a New Year's, like it's not exclusive for New Year's. It's just like a thing people
do. The only thing I could think of that's even similar to that is writing, I believe it was like writing down, ¿cómo te digo? What is it? Writing down your goals for the new year.
Oh.
And then you burn them at the end, but you have to let the ashes go into the wind as a way of like spreading that like energy into the.
I've never heard of that.
I've seen a couple people do that shit. Once again, I'm just like, the vibes weren't vibing with me. I was like, what is y'all doing? Why is you like, lighting fires? What's going on right now, bro?
Oh, I can't. Nigga,
where the henny at, bro? What up?
Listen, that's too, no. We're not doing that. Next one. So this one specifically is interesting because they're referencing Colorado, New Mexico. They sing a carol specifically that's called Dando los Días for neighborhoods all through the night. And then January 1st, the singers are supposed to end up at the home of someone named Manuel Street, which is the patron saint of New Year's, and Emmanuel is also another name for Jesus Christ, which I've never heard of.
Yo tampoco.
That's different. I love how they have to get to Manuel Street. Like, they just start and they're like, unless they wrote that funny. What that does make me think of is NPR, we have some carol singing, but it's not carols. It's like trios. Or like, oh my God, whoa. Where's my brain going?
Like a quartet? Casi como un,
yes.
Como lo mariachi.
It's casi. Like, we call it asalto.
whoa, 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 y'all trying to attack people?
No, no, no. So it's basically you as like it's asalto, but it's more of like you lo asaltas with music, like you surprise them. And so you show up at people that you know's house with music, and then you sing outside, and they have to let you in and give you alcohol.
Oh, that's a and a half, bro.
So it's like asalto, and then you say some rhymes, and then you sing some songs, and then it kind of turns into a party at the end.
You get a poquito, you get a couple people to join in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the one that comes to mind is my cousin at some point did it for her boss. She got all her coworkers just showed up, and then she called the wife too. Like she set it up. So the wife knew, the coworkers showed up, and then they started singing at her boss's house at like 3 a.m. That's another thing. You have to do it at 3 or 4 a.m. to really piss them off.
Para que se cojone.
Yeah. And then like they had like chips and whatever, so they did like a little get together, and then they live at 6 a.m.
Carla, why do I feel like you participated in a few of these asaltos?
I never did, actually, because I think I left too young. No, I left too young. I was 17. I couldn't drive myself around.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. You didn't have a whip. Damn. Mm-mm. Yo, I know what we're doing next year.
You want to... That was...
Imagine?
Yes. You were neck... My neck cracked when you said that.
Carla's like, I'm not trying to...
Oh no, absolutely. But what's the next one?
Hold up. The next one is this one's actually kind of cool. So holding silver at night is apparently thought to bring good fortune in a bunch of different countries. You know what's funny? I've never heard of silver, but I've had my stepfather, he used to wear all his gold chains, used to wear his gold.
I've done that. You have to wear, your best jewelry so you look for your gold for New Year's.
Exactly. So he's like, yo, you got to stay dripped in gold. And it can't be that fake Fugazi gold. We need 24K, 18-karat gold.
The fake what?
The Fugazi.
What the fuck is that?
All right, Fugazi is another word for fake. You can't be sporting fake gold. We don't want
that. Why can't you just say fake? Whenever you hit me with a slang, it's like print, facts, no copy.
Yo, pretty soon we're going to have the slang hour with Josh where it's going to be like a brief
2 minutes. You're going to have to explain people the stuff that I don't. I'm just going to sit here with a notebook so you can teach me your ways.
All right. But yeah, we'll get to that one later. Bullshit. But how do you feel about that? Like, have you heard of anybody doing that?
Not silver specifically, but like,
definitely just wear gold, right?
Your best jewelry, because however you're presenting yourself, that's why you want to look your best. Not me losing the article. Never me.
All right, on to the next one. So number seven, no bullshit, is wearing white. Wait, and this
sorry, no bullshit. What the fuck is
no
that?
No bullshit.
No.
Don't worry about it. No. What?
Straight to the point. Too you many ready? Flowers. Okay. Number seven, what is it?
Yo, number seven is wearing white. Like draped up, white shirt, white pants, white everything. And this is something that they do in Brazil have people wearing brand new underwear. Make sure it's white. Brand new dresses, completely white. And then they're dripped in all white. And they're also jumping. This part is crazy to me. You have to jump 7 waves. And or you have to place flowers into the ocean. And that's like kind of a way to inspire good luck and good fortune throughout the year.
Okay, so I got a comment about this one.
What do you think?
This sounds way too familiar for me. And it's because in Puerto Rico, we have this thing called like La Noche de San Juan.
Uh-huh.
Which at midnight, I can't remember what month it falls. Because you just kind of hear it around in the news and shit. But basically, you go to the beach. And that night specifically, it's going to be a full moon. And you have to like go underwater at some point. So people either go to the beach, go inside the shower, inside pools, and at midnight on La Noche de San Juan, everyone goes underwater to kind of like be purified of like whatever in the ocean water. It's like cleansing. So I think that's cool.
Tú sabes que my mother's a hype beast. I'm pretty sure my mother's also done this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And como tú dijiste, that like you saw some of them on the Walter Mercado show.
Yes. I'm pretty
sure that at some point she saw this one too. Because I vaguely remember her jumping into the shower one year. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her like she was fucking crazy. I'm just like, Ma, what is she doing? She's like, oh, when I sweat that, I just looked at her. I politely walked away.
You're like, no, we're not doing that.
I was too young. My brain didn't get it. But that's kind of cool though.
Yeah, I really like that. It's fun. It's like the beautiful thing about traditions is that it's not the act itself, but it's the bonding. It's like the getting excited over new underwear, the getting excited of going to the beach, new clothes, new food, new year, new person. Like, I don't know. It really helps you bond with like your friends and family and stuff.
I was about to say that a lot of these activities se sienten como group activities. So you can, like you said, you can do it with your people. It's a good time.
Yeah. Next, do you want me to do the next one?
I can't. Yeah, you can do the next one.
So the next one's using fireworks to burn an effigy or effigy. So in Paraguay and Colombia, some will create an effigy called Año Nuevo. So remember, previously we're talking about like it's shaped as a person. So that same doll, they call it Año Nuevo, and they set it a firework at midnight to ward off bad luck in the new year.
That's fine. I like that.
That makes sense. I feel like every new year has fireworks in Puerto Rico, especially.
Exactly. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the fireworks we're throwing off are for like a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stop it. But
it looks pretty, but yeah.
Yeah, I do like the symbolic, like the symbolism behind that. That's dope.
Okay, wait, can I do the next one?
Oh, you be doing this?
Yes and no.
I get it. That's all you.
Okay, so the next one is eating lentils or lentejas in Chile. So they eat lentils when the clock strikes midnight to ensure a prosperous new year. So I don't do that, but.
What's the science?
An absolute random fact is that I have dry lentejas in my purses.
What?
Like the beans. And I didn't put them there. My mom did. So I would always have abundance coming to my purse.
No way.
Yeah, so she just threw it in there. And I'm like, every time I pull out a wallet, I'm like, there's just beans falling all around me.
Yo, I had so many questions,
and it's like a puño. It's not like a little, like in like a whole handful of them. She just threw them in the bottom of my purse.
Of course, it gotta be a handful because you want that good luck, that good energy in abundance. No bullshit.
Oh, why are you talking like that?
Because it annoys you. This is so funny.
Oh my god,
it's so funny. I had to throw one more in there.
Oh my god. But yeah, you can take the next one.
I got the next one. Say no more. All right. This one I've never heard of. So number 10 is hanging a lamb. In Mexico and other Latin American countries, it's customary to hang a wool toy lamb from the front of your door for good fortune.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
That one, it sounds más familiar. Como que me suena...
Okay, so this is what that one reminds me of, is, you know, those weird big houses, right? Old, kind of creepy houses.
Uh-huh.
And they all have like gargoyles or lions on the entrance.
Like
stone. So back in the days, they would put those stones, lions and gargoyles and creatures in the entrance to protect from like the dead or ghost or evil.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is like the opposite of that. Of they put a lamb to like welcome good luck.
That's kind of cool, and I like how it's like a soft little wool toy. It sounds real wholesome.
Am I doing the next one?
I got the next one. Number 11. This one you should be doing every other day. It don't even matter if it's New Year's, but a good sweep. And this one, I already know that in all my friends' households, every mom is cleaning right before New Year's.
Yo, they spent the 24 hours, because not only is la visita vienen, but the New Year too.
So it's a double. Yeah, and the whole concept behind that one is kind of like, you're sweeping and cleaning your home to ensure that it's out with the old and kind of in with the new. You feel me?
Do I feel you?
You probably do, because I know, I definitely know you clean your room every New Year.
I clean my room every week and redecorate.
Because Carla cleans every weekend, but I know on New Year's, your bed is made up, nice and tight.
And I'm Carla... in and sleeping at 9 p.m. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Bow. You want the next one?
Yes. So fun fact is, my mom does that one. Number 12 is throwing a bucket of water out a window.
Carla, I don't want to interrupt you, but you guys live on like the 8th floor. She can't be throwing buckets of water out the window, bro.
No one got to know it was from our floor. Anyways.
Yo!
Throwing a bucket out of water. It says in countries such as Cuba, you can throw a bucket of water out your door to signify renewal. Extra points is someone who said it you in the last year is standing below. Get it? Just kidding.
Yeah, nah, that's funny as hell. It's even funnier if you catch that person.
If you don't like that person. So I think that's funny because you know how the one above is sweeping?
Yep, and then this one's clean. No, the one below, cleaning.
Cleaning. So for New Year's or like in general when the vibes are not vibing in our space, my mom will clean and then like the really dirty water she would throw away like properly, but then when the water that she uses to finish washing like cubeta to not put it away dirty, that she would throw out the balcony or out the window, kind of like symbolizing getting the dirt out of the house.
Yeah.
Or like getting the negative energy out of the house. So she would throw it out the balcony or out the window.
Interesting fact. This is pro tip for y'all. You're not cleaning with just regular water. It has to be a mixture of water and I believe a ammoniaco. I can't say it. Like ammonia.
Yeah, you got it right.
It's a yellow pneumonia mix to like really cleanse the house.
I'm dead. Not Joshua taking my tips.
That's a pro tip for y'all. I'm just letting people know.
Well, I don't like the next one. That's yours.
What? Why do I get the bad ones? Hold on.
What did you say?
Hold on. See, why I get the bad ones, bro? Why are we shooting rifles? So number 13 is apparently we shooting rifles up into the air in celebration. It's definitely not recommended. Yes, but sometimes something that most certainly happens in Miami and Latino neighborhoods. I have a problem with this one.
Of course you do. What is it?
Bro, I don't... This one sounds low-key. This one sounds mad ghetto.
Oh!
Like, como te digo? No le entiendo, at least personally. There's no science behind it.
There isn't. They just shoot it because they can.
Like it's like some outlaws.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I did grow up Puerto Rico. At the news, you know, you always knew not to be outside at midnight because along with the fireworks, you got like people who gonna like shoot up. And that's their way of welcoming in the new year. The problem is when the bullets coming down,
eso,
they could be casualties.
Como te digo. That's why I don't really vibe with this one, because I've growing up I do remember kids almost getting hit by stray bullets because people trying to do stuff like that.
Mm.
And so yeah, that one's number 13.
That one was personal, huh?
Yeah, that one's whack. We don't vibe with that.
You I don't vibe 14 to Carla, cleanse your palate.
Fuck it, Carla, giving me all the dark ones. All right,
I'll do it.
No, I got you because I've actually done this one. But I've
never 15 though.
You know what? I think I've done this one. And I think it was on New Year's. So chilling in a graveyard. So waiting for the new year in a Chilean graveyard is one option if you're not easily rattled. Why? To ring in the new year's with your dearly departed. So bringing in the new year with the people that you lost. I see
like if you've recently lost someone, you want to like honor them, I guess.
No, yeah. You want to kind of be, you could say closer to them. me and my cousin Chris, I forget if it was New Year's or not, but there was one New Year's where we had to walk to his house. And to walk to Chris's house, you have to walk through the cemetery.
Oh, I hate that cemetery.
Bro, mind you, it's like 12 o'clock at night, late as hell. I believe it's New Year. This is one of the New Year's where I think I was just out and about. And it was weird as shit, bro. We walking through there. You could feel like energy, bro. It's like a vibe. You had the mist. There was weird noises in the background. I was not vibing, bro. The vibes were
but
not.
But yet you still remember it, though, which is interesting.
Nah, hell yeah, because you don't forget stuff like that. Like, I don't know too many people that say, yo.
But it I have bad memories, so it don't count.
It wasn't a bad memory, just a weird one.
Gotcha. And then last but not least, number 15. Stashing cash. So in Ecuador, hiding money around the house is thought to bring prosperity, which is funny because you and I are gonna talk about it in a minute.
Spiritual money.
But at the very least, you've forgotten where you've had in your cash and end up finding it again a few months later down the road. So it's like getting free money for yourself. So I think that is very, very funny.
That's actually hilarious. You right? Want to explain?
So I'm currently reading a book that's called, what is it called, Joshua? The mindset of making money.
Yes,
you're a badass. Yes. You're a badass at making money.
That's you're a badass at making money.
And I'm currently thinking like chapter 3 or 4 where she's talking about she has like testimonials are like throughout the book. One of them is this person who puts loose money, like single dollar bills and stuff like that, around the house to remind himself that money is always at his reach. He just if he needs money, he can just like outreach and manifest it and stuff like that. It's really interesting how when you think a certain way, like millionaires and people that make money think and do little rituals like this, that whether they work or they don't, it doesn't have to be magic, but it definitely puts people in a different vibe, like in a different mindset to focus more on like what you can receive and less on what you don't have. So
exactly. It's definitely one of those things that puts you in the mindset of like you said, like money's within my reach. It doesn't make it seem like it's impossible to get
money. Yeah. Because you see it everywhere and it's like really interesting.
Like that goes hand in hand with the concept like you are what you think. Mm-hmm. Like what you know. So thinking positively about money in that way, manifesting those thoughts and ideas should, you know, go, it should keep you throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm vibing with that.
But yeah, ladies and gents, that's the last one. So, PH, I want to know what you guys do. What's your weird family tradition that you just never question? Suddenly you're like, why do we do that? Let us know on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow us over there at WTF Latinx.
Yes, yes.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Everybody, take care.
I didn't go for it.
Boom.